Enderby's Dark Lady, or No End to Enderby by Anthony Burgess. Read by John Sessions.
I thought you were waiting to print all your plays, such as they be, in one great book called Ben Jonson's Works. Mad notion. Or is it epigrams and corky expatiations, all in Greco-Latin? I will let pass your pleasantries. This little book will have no name of author below the title, though all shall know from the mastery whose it is. The title is to be A Discourse of the Manner of the Discovery of the Late Intended Treason. That is too long. Have a care, man. It is the king's own, and it is to be spread abroad that the king's self had the writing of it, but was too royally modest to set his name thereto. It is a terrible false world. We'll now quote it from something he was writing. We have seen the best of our time. Machinations, hollowness, treachery, and all ruinous disorders follow us disquietly to our graves. You sound as though you sight somewhat from some new kennel of misery you are hammering together unhandily. A tragedy, aye, about a king that insists on divine right and knee-killing deference and fulsome fawning and will not have the plain truth. He is cast out into the cold and goes mad and dies. A care, Will, a care. It is for the court. Oh, Jesus, oh, blood of Christ, not really present on the altar. You will be hanged and quartered like any Guy Fawkes. I care not. We have seen the best of our time. When Christmas came to court, Lear, done by Dick Burbage, ranted and tore his beard, and Queen Anne slept or woke and pouted at what seemed most unseasonable for Yule, a time of drunken showing of one's legs in some pretty wanton mask, while James drank steadily and chewed kickshaws offered by a succession of lords on bended knee. After the play, he ranted. The grooms of the royal bedchamber were there in livery after their acting, yawning. Will among them, hound-weary, half-listening. They are, ye see, my lords and ladies and good laddies. Oh, what befalleth a king that trusts too much in human nature? It is the tragedy of Ain that insisteth not enough on his divine recht. He lets gang the ruler's realm to others. Weel, thank God, though I hae drunken sons, I hae nae ambitious dochters of yon stamp. Aye, aye, aye. Then he suddenly shouted, Kingship! 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 So that many of the drowsy started full awake. I was but reading in the Geneva Bible this day, aye, and find they are mickle to offend, aye. Much flouting I find of the divinity of kingship in the saucy margins thereof. Aye, I was in the richt of it, the divine richt, I may say, to hae thrown out of the realm a book, nae matter who holy, that hath been defiled by the pains of godless republicans, aye. It is very partial in its notes and glosses, very untrue, seditious, and savouring too much of dangerous and traitorous conceits.